Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate your account?
Hello, Cindy. My zip code is 13069.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Robert Jennings.
Thank you. And if you can verify for me, please, your address?
My address is 46 West 4th Street South, Fulton, New York, 13069.
Okay, thank you. I have your account pulled up. I show that you ordered the Ultra Bar, and how can I help you?
I ordered the, excuse me?
The Ultra Bar.
Ultra Bar, what is that?
I don't know. Let me check in our listing what that is. One moment. Looking for a description. One moment, still checking. Okay, it's not giving me a description, but I'm still checking. I do apologize. It's not telling me what an Ultra Bar is. One moment. Okay, have you received anything recently in the mail? Any products? Because it's not telling me what an Ultra Bar is.
No.
Have you taken any type of surveys or entered in any kind of contest?
No. Let me say this to you. I'm looking at the charge on my debit card, and I do not recognize Dream Fast Home Supply. Is that who you represent?
Yes.
Okay. I see two charges.
Mm-hmm.
One for $49.97 and one for $7.45. Does that seem to be correct?
Yes, those charges are correct.
Why two? What are the two for?
Well, it looks like one charge is $7.45. That's the charge for shipping and handling. And then the $49.97 is an additional charge for a shopping membership, where you would receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which would allow you to shop online.
I don't want that. I did not realize that I was ordering that. Please debit my account or credit my account for that amount of money.
Okay, one moment. Now, Ultra Bar, did you... I have something that says Pure Ultra. This is a melon. Oh, no, it's not that. Okay, one moment. Allow me to place you on a brief hold so I can close everything out for you. One moment, please. Okay, and I'm closing everything out. I'll be right with you. Just waiting for everything to process. One moment. Okay. Okay, thanks so much for holding. I was able to close out the account, and then you will receive email confirmation that the account is closed. One moment, I just need to make updates on the account as well. Be right with you.
And that amount will be credited, is that correct?
Okay, I just needed to find out what an Ultra Bar is, and it helps reduce your power bill. Do you recall ordering anything like that?
No, well, possibly. Is that what the $49.97 is for?
Well, see, the Ultra Bar, you pay the shipping and handling to receive it, but I guess when you selected that, it also signed you up for the membership.
See, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I never asked to be signed up for the membership. Now the power bar or the ultra bar or whatever the hell it is fine. And if you want to charge me $7.45 for shipping, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I do not, however, want to be placed on your subscription.
Correct. So I was able to cancel out the account. Now, in reference to a refund, I know the system will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and credit 50% back to the account.
Why can't you credit all of it? I didn't order it.
Mm-hmm. Because did you read over the disclosure of the terms? It mentioned that you would be enrolled in a monthly subscription when you selected the Ultra Bar.
No, it didn't. It mm-hmm. never said anything about that.
Yes, that information was disclosed in the terms.
All right, look, if you don't want to refund my money, you'll be hearing from my lawyer next.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I mean,
I didn't order this.
I understand. That would be unfortunate. One moment, please, if you don't mind. Okay, I did get approval to provide you with a credit as a courtesy. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
Fine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.